You ever get sucked into those like crazy addictive mobile games?
Oh, absolutely.
I swear the other day,
Yeah.
I just got pulled into this word puzzle app. Like hours just vanished.
Wow.
It really got me thinking about how engaging even simple games can be, you know,
Yeah.
and how you could almost harness that for something like crypto.
Absolutely.
Which is perfect timing, actually, because in today's deep dive, we're diving headfirst into a fascinating new corner of the GameFi world.
Okay.
We're talking about a Telegram-based venture called Terminal.
Interesting.
We're going to break down an article from the MyGamer blog, try to wrap our heads around how it works, what the potential is, and what it tells us about the future of this whole gaming and cryptocurrency merger.
The convergence,
Yeah.
I like it. What I find so fascinating about Terminal is how it takes something as, almost commonplace as a word game,
Right.
but then layers on these elements of cryptocurrency and community building, even a little bit of risk.
Right.
It's a perfect example of how GameFi can be so much more than just a basic play-to-earn model.
It's like they're taking it to the next level.
Right?
So let's just jump right into it. How does this terminal game actually work?
All right, so picture this. You're at a futuristic train station,
Okay.
hence the name Terminal, your ticket. It's this thing called a terminal seed phrase.
Okay.
And this phrase, it contains a secret word that you need to figure out.
Oh, I like it. Already mysterious.
Right. So each round, you get four chances to crack the code, guess the word from a list, and of course, each correct guess earns you points.
So it's like a digital escape room, but with words instead of locked boxes.
You got it. But it gets even more interesting.
Oh.
Terminal actually has this built-in gamified learning aspect.
Okay.
It'll throw you hints based on word similarity.
Oh, wow.
Encourages you to really think, use your vocabulary.
So you're learning while you're earning.
Exactly. They make it fun and rewarding.
I'm already hooked. So we're cracking codes, racking up points, but let's talk about the real incentive here. How does the whole play-to-earn thing actually work? Like, how do we get to the good stuff?
Well, it's like climbing a reward ladder,
Right, a ladder. Okay, I like it.
with different tiers and incentives to keep you moving up.
So how about you walk us up this ladder? What's the first rung?
The first thing is new players, when they jump in, they get this little welcome bonus just to get them started. It's
Okay.
like a little taste of what's possible, you know?
A little crypto welcome mat. I like it.
Exactly.
So that's how they suck you in. How do they keep you coming back for more, though?
This is where it gets interesting. They've got this whole social media integration thing going on.
Okay.
You can link your Telegram, you can link your Twitter.
Okay.
And it's not just about, building a community, it's actually tied to your earnings.
Oh, interesting.
So the more active you are on those platforms, guess what? More points.
Wow, so they're really encouraging you to be part of the whole terminal world.
Exactly, the whole ecosystem.
That's really smart. Okay, but what about this hack feature?
Right.
The article mentioned something about how it adds an element of risk and reward.
This is where Terminal really sets itself apart, I think.
Okay.
It's this random element, right? So it can either give you this massive boost in your earnings or can kind of throw you a temporary setback.
So it's like a game of chance within the larger game itself.
Exactly.
You could be doing really well, then bam, the hack throws you for a loop.
Keeps you on your toes, right?
Wow.
Adds that element of unpredictability. I think some people might find it a little frustrating, but I bet there are a lot of players who love that risk,
Yeah.
especially if it pays off.
It's like high risk, high reward.
Exactly. And it keeps things interesting, that's for sure.
So it caters to different types of players too.
Exactly.
It's like they really put a lot of thought into this whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're anticipating how people are going to interact with the game.
Yeah.
Speaking of anticipating, the article mentioned a V2 upgrade is in the works.
Oh.
Fill us in. What do we know about that? This all sounds incredibly well thought out, almost like they're anticipating player behavior and building the game mechanics around it. Speaking of anticipating the future, the article mentioned a V2 upgrade in the works. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's a big one. I mean, we're talking about expanding the whole Terminal universe, really. V2 is bringing even more ways to earn points.
Okay, always a good thing.
Right. But it goes beyond that. They're launching an in-game currency, which adds a whole new layer of strategy.
Okay, now you've really got me curious. What does having its own currency do for a game like Terminal?
Well, think about it. It creates a self-sustaining ecosystem, right?
Okay.
Players could use the currency to buy stuff, sell stuff, maybe trade those hacks we were talking about. But here's the real game changer. They're planning to introduce tradable TRMNL tokens.
Whoa, Hold on, so you're saying your in-game success could actually translate into real-world value that's next-level play to earn. It's like bridging that gap between the virtual and the real. And speaking of things people value, what's the deal with these pagers? Are we going all retro on them?
Not exactly. These pagers are actually NFTs, but with a purpose. They give players these unique advantages in the game, so it adds a whole other layer of strategy.
Okay, for those of us who aren't NFT experts, break it down for us. How would these pagers actually work?
Imagine them like rare trading cards that give you an edge.
Okay.
So owning a certain pager might increase your chances of a successful hack, or maybe it gives you a bonus on certain word categories.
But you're tapping into that NFT craze, but you're also providing a real benefit within the game.
Exactly.
This is fascinating how they're bringing all these different elements together, you know?
Yeah.
You've got gamified learning, strategic earning, that excitement of risk, and now they're throwing NFTs into the mix.
It's a lot, but it seems to work.
But before we wrap up, we got to talk about Terminal. Money button. Click a button. Earn crypto. It sounds too good to be true. Right.
It's actually a really smart move. Terminal Money Button is like a separate, simplified game mode, you know, designed for those quick bursts of engagement.
Okay.
Click a button twice a day, rack up points, simple.
Easy peasy.
Exactly. They're lowering the barrier to entry. It's perfect for casual gamers or people who don't have a ton of time.
Like, even if you just have a few scare minutes, you can still get in on the action.
Exactly. And it plays into this whole micro-engagement thing that's huge in the mobile gaming world. Not everyone can dedicate hours to these really complex games.
Right.
By offering this bite-sized version, they can attract a wider audience, which is huge for growth.
Smart move. Today's deep dive into Terminal has been eye-opening, to say the least. It's really got me thinking differently about what's possible at the intersection of gaming and cryptocurrency. It's not just about the earning potential.
Right.
It's about building community, having fun, and, you know, using a bit of strategy.
Yeah.
And to think what started as a simple word game has blown up into this whole dynamic ecosystem. It's really impressive.
It just goes to show you the GameFi space is full of surprises. I mean, who knows what they'll come up with next?
It's really exciting.
Right?
It makes you wonder if we'll start to see this kind of gamified approach pop up in other areas of our digital lives too. Imagine, what if you could earn crypto for acing a daily news quiz or leveling up your coding skills?
The possibilities are endless.
Exactly. It's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
So next time you're playing your favorite game, think about the potential.
Hmm.
What if it could be more than just a game? What if it could be the future?